Geek Radio Daily, a moment from Mysticon, from MST to Riff Tracks, talking back to movies, a panel on the art of talking to movies. We cover how we got started, when we found MST, and a whole ton of nonsense from sleep-deprived people.
From Rocky Horror to... Stop it! Riff Tracks, talking back at movies. Why would you move it when I'm starting?
I was going to actually pull up the actual title card.
Don't you know how I do this? I know what I'm doing. I just act like I don't. So when I don't know what I'm doing, it seems adorable.
We'll fix it in post.
There you go.
We'll fix it in post.
So we're going to look at the long, proud tradition of talking back to the screen. So, ladies and gentlemen, would you please introduce yourself to this fine, fantastic audience? Tell them all who you are.
Which way are we going?
The best way to get you here is to start.
Yes, I like being late to stuff, it's true.
She likes being late and she cannot lie. Okay, sorry.
No.
We've tried this part.
Sorry, I was recruiting Claire Kramer to the auction, so.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody seen Claire? Everybody got to see anything with Claire Kramer? Oh my God, she is so wonderful. She is totally one of us.
Yeah.
God, she is a geek and she's quick.
She's delightful.
Here you go.
She's our airport.
I saw her earlier.
Oh, and by the way, we had a tiebreaker at the GRD panel when we were playing Showing Up for Ohio. We had a tiebreaker between Claire and I, and I won that. Thank you.
Blaine Logan, he didn't know. He was on our team.
What was the question?
I don't remember.
I will say this, Carla Brendel, she never ceases to amaze me. I did not believe about that little kid.
The little kid thing. So Carla.
I did.
Take away from this panel. You guys don't need to talk. One of the true facts that Carla shared with us is that she hit a 10-year-old kid with a backpack and knocked him down a hill.
That sounds about right for Carla.
But see, most of us were like, well, no, of course not.
No.
And it's just like, yes.
I did.
But I was a kid when I did it. I'm like, oh, you naughty. All right, no, seriously. Panelists, introduce yourself.
Oh, okay. Hi. I'm Meredith Bowen Shelton. Oh, yeah. Dark and Stormy.
What are we calling you today?
I'm Gary Harris, also known cast as Reaper.
I'm Ginger Snaps. No one needs to know my real name. No one needs to know anything
about
me.
That's not your real name?
No. What? Yes. I came out of the womb and they went, let's name her Ginger Snaps, even though she's not a redhead yet. Let's do it.
I obviously am no one.
You're even more mysterious than I am.
Who are any of us truly?
Oh! Okay.
That's deep.
Everybody's mind just blew.
So I'm Wednesday morning.
Tomorrow morning, someone's going to bring me food at this panel.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to be the one running into a panel midway through with food.
I'm Wednesday morning. I'm one of the directors of Charming Underclothes.
There you go. The first person to say this organization's name. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm pouring us out.
And this is why you're
all right. Director. I am also in Charming Underclothes, and I play Columbia and Janet, depending.
I play everyone.
We're all in Charming Underclothes. Yeah. I'm Dr. Scott.
There's
this is Carter yelling at the audience. Oh, no, we're yelling at the audience.
He's a common folk. He is going to sit on the ground where he came from. Yes.
Yay. Woo! She is not, though. She's getting the sexiest.
You look gorgeous. I love you, Angel.
I love you, too.
Your turn.
Angels. Angels are muse.
That's you.
Oh. That's you. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Syrinx. I'm the director and founder of Charmer Underclothes.
And I think in the proud tradition of Gilligan's Island, and the rest.
And the rest.
Okay, that was
good. I like the entire first row. Actually, wow, yeah.
Yeah, the front row.
Billy, I like that you gestured in something that's being audio recorded.
Everyone sees it. The way I said it, you see it behind.
Hi, I'm Morningstar.
The directors. Well, yeah. I'll tell you who.
The French judges loved the flourish. They gave you extra points, so that's
thank
fantastic.
You.
He slept his way into his position.
He did.
I'm
Lydia.
I'm just the one all of want to sleep with.
Well, yes.
If you don't recognize her, she has our Frank from last night.
Ashley, I need to correct you on one small thing. Sleeping is not on my mind.
Hey!
Oh! There it is.
Okay.
Nini, and I'm just a stage
fan. Hey, there's
she's
no
just. We will sleep with you soon.
She is a child.
She's legal.
Who hasn't wanted
to? Thank you. I was like, no, she was at an 18 and older show, damn it. No, she's not a child.
Compared to you, Billy.
Yeah. Oh,
that is
cool.
One of my Rocky babies there.
So these, of course, are absolute professional people in the art of Well, I wasn't going to say what else you're professionals at, so I was going to be nice to it. So how exactly, panelists, tell me, when did you first start talking back to the movies? Did something have to inspire you, or did you just see something so damn ridiculous, you're like, blah, 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 blah. And did you actually say, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God, that was exactly it.
I say blah, 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 blah all the time.
God,
I... That's the time to him.
Well, you know this, Billy, because we've talked about this before, but I got introduced to Rocky fairly early, which meant I got introduced to audience participation very early.
Nice.
But, I mean, I think even before that, there was this kind of thing with watching horror movies and just being like, why? Why? Just why are you...
Don't go in there!
Yeah. Why?
Don't go to the basement.
To borrow an analogy from an earlier panel today, why are you hiding from the chainsaw-wielding maniac in the shed full of chainsaws?
Because he doesn't need one. He's got one. It's the last place he's looked.
I feel like I started talking to movies mainly because my mom would sit there. Movie that I had never seen as well.
Who's that?
What's going on? Who are they? I'm just like, just watch the movie.
Oh my God.
All I want to do is just watch it.
My mother does that too. She does it with TV shows. She watched the entire first season of a show with me, and then she watches the second season and goes, wait, that's the bad guy? I'm like, Mom, you literally watched the entire first season. How is this a question that's leaving your mouth right now?
It's a surprise. But I started yelling back at Rocky.
For me, it was probably just dumb movies. And I figured if I paid to see it, and it's really not that good, then I'm just going to have a little fun with it. And hopefully the people around you laugh at what you say. It's when you talk during the movies and they want to kick your ass afterwards. That's when
don't
you
answer
do it
your
right.
cell phones. We will take them and make ridiculous comments.
In fairness, you really shouldn't start riffing with Schindler's List. That's really, that's really not one. Yeah. Next, they're gonna shadow cast Schindler's List.
Don't smile it. We hadn't announced that yet, Billy. We hadn't. Announced
I can
that
make
yet.
Callbacks for that.
Come on, ride the train, choo-choo. Yeah.
Did you knock the door open?
No. Don't let me.
It's okay. Logan's done that like 12 times.
I did. Like yesterday, I literally was like,
almost went through a door.
Now, see, I like the idea of a movie's not that good being able to talk back at it. And especially, you know, I've gone to the Dollar Theater specifically to do that. And I go see Stephen King's Sleepwalkers intentionally. And I'm there to do this very thing. And I make this wonderful little joke about how Catwoman's going to be pissed. And this guy, like, four, five rows back, he's like, I'm trying to watch the movie. And I'm like... You're trying to watch this movie?
Are you aware, sir, of what movie you're in right now?
And if you really wanted to see Sleepwalkers, did you wait for the Dollar Theater? If you wanted to see it? I don't think so.
I feel like my favorite comment actually comes from my dad. Him and my mom, whenever Titanic came out, sitting there, he's just talking about it, and a girl goes, you mean it sinks?
Wow, schools are really
it's like, wow.
Oh, wow, man. Oh, I love moments like that where people just have no idea of reality. God, I love that.
I think it's great when you do that in a theater, especially if it's a movie people kind of know is bad, because it's almost a way you make friends.
Yeah.
It's definitely a way of judging people's character. Like, again, if someone's going to tell you to stop talking during that movie...
In the Dollar Theater.
In the Dollar
Theater. Like, as well as their intelligence.
I spent a 4 o'clock.
I spent a whole dollar on this.
Yeah, dollar. Now, granted, that was 92.
That's this guy right here. I've literally been in that situation.
I'm a shusher, I'm sorry.
You really
I paid a good dollar for this. I'm going to watch it in silence.
If I give
Andy,
you the dollar
can't
back,
be
is
friends
it okay
anymore.
Then?
I have brain issues.
You? If only you had some way to express it, some creative outlet.
Show my friend!
right now.
If newsflash, news bulletin, Bella Morte's Andy Dean does not know how to have fun, apparently.
I'm on heroin right now. Woo!
Oh, that's why he's on the floor.
What floor?
You too? You're supposed to bring enough for the class.
Yeah. Then we never got our coffee.
And that's the story of how we just made participation in the panel the entire time. Billy's like, shit, I can't do panels with people who do audience participation. They just call back the panel the entire time.
For a moderator, you're the best people in the world to work with because you say one thing and then sit here for 50 minutes doing nothing. It's outstanding.
What's your name? That's the end of the moderator.
And then after the show, they're like, you had the best panel ever. And you're like,
yes, I love not having to make an effort.
That's right.
Just like in most things in your life.
Not to toot my own horn, but I do have a trophy for being an outstanding manager for working for Circuit City.
So thank you.
I know something.
I thought you were going to say, not to toot my own horn, but I do disappoint people for free all the time.
No. I mean, Circuit City, right?
The only person I've ever disappointed is myself all the time.
Aww. Don't sell yourself short. You disappoint plenty of people.
Thank you. I try to go that extra mile. So yes, we have talked before, and if you missed that other panel, I'm sorry, but you should come find it in the feed at geekradiodaily.com.
Ding!
Thank you. Because we did that one. So the question here for the important question for Talking Back to Films is, when did you all discover Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Oh my god, as a child.
Yeah, I think it was always there.
Oh my god, that's right, I always forget how old I am.
I don't have a memory of not kind of having that in my awareness.
That was like Saturday morning cartoons for me and my dad.
Yeah.
There it is, that's it. Yeah, geekradiodaily.com. Your sound's not up!
And nothing!
He was trying to be polite to the audience. Oh my god. Oh. Really? Everybody?
I dinged!
We dinged! There was dinging!
So MSC was for all of you? Ding? All the time, everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I actually go before MSC. I can't find my ding ding.
Oh! Hipster!
Wait, so you saw MST before MST?
No.
He's like, I saw MST 3K before it was cool.
So, talking back. It was a TV show in the 80s.
Tell me, wait, hold on, psychic moment. Tell me you're gonna say Mad Movies.
Mad Movies with the
other cast. Yes! Oh,
Now, how old do you feel now?
I was waiting for that moment.
I feel old enough to say. Ha!
I've been waiting for this moment like for 2 weeks.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because I was like.
Mad Movies, if you never got to see it, please, it's gotta be on YouTube. They go back and they take actual honest to God movies. And was it half an hour?
They edited them down.
So they edited
it
down to a half hour, and they completely changed the dialogue, which absolutely lends itself to you just saying things back to it.
Danny Kaye as Michael Jackson is the best one.
I see him all decked out and everything. Damn it! But they did a Danny Kaye film, and they had a wonderful bit where he is Michael Jackson, and those are two talents that should have been one entity.
Something that kind of reminds me of on YouTube, it's like called Bad Lip Reads or something.
Oh, yeah.
Seagulls. That's pure comedy genius.
Seagulls.
It is. It's always so funny, and it gives you just so much to kind of look at a movie and just find more ridiculousness in it. I'm waiting for the Bad Lip Reads of Schindler's List on
an earlier topic. So, yeah, Mad Movies did do Night of the Living Dead, and I'm almost positive I remember somebody going, well, look, all we got to do is just mall walk, and we'll be fine. In context, that's great.
It makes perfect sense.
And then came Mr. Science Theater.
Which I found in college when it was on the Comedy Channel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because Comedy Central didn't exist yet. There were two comedy channels. There was Comedy Channel, brilliant, and there was Ha!
Short, sweet, and to the point.
Yeah. But that was by the Joker.
That one, though, had short attention span theater with Jon Stewart.
Oh, gosh, yes.
What?
Yeah, good times.
Wow.
But yeah, so MST, they bought, that was running on a UHF station. Huh, that's how old I am, because that still means something to me, a UHF station.
Starting Weird Al?
Twinkie Wiener Dog.
And Wheel of Fish.
It worked enough that the Comedy Channel decided, oh my god, we've got to buy that because we have no programming. And you know, they brought that over to them, and they did this one season where they did a bunch of films from the original, not all of them. If you can find the KTLA episodes, watch them. You'll be. It's like I tell everybody about podcasting. Never listen to your first shows. Pick a number, 15, 20. Never listen to them because they suck by the time you get good at what you're doing. And as much as I love MST, you go back, you can see the potential in the KTLA episodes, but you can also be like, guys, you're not doing this. There's a lot of pauses and empty spaces. But no, that was a beautiful moment for me. When I found Mystery Science Theater on the Comedy Channel, the universe made so much sense. Oh my God, there's people like me out there. Look, they've made this show. And, you know, I had some goofy, stupid depression issues back at the time, and once a week, I got to watch Mystery Science Theater 3000, and the love theme would play at the end. And for just this small little bit of time in my life, I was absolutely content. So yes, talking back to movies, oddly enough, running my mouth is something I really enjoy.
What?
I don't know.
You pointed at me.
I exist.
You exist.
I exist.
Brad and
there's
Janet.
A door. There's a right there.
Brad and Janet.
OTV.
Line.
Line.
Okay.
Line.
So, because of MST, that's a fine way to do it. A buddy of mine, we decided we'd start watching movies and we'd make our own. And because Commando Cody is where I started with MST, that was the short, Radar Men from the Moon was the short before the first movie, and it was so fantastic. They did this little thing, Zombies of the Stratosphere, where they basically made a movie version of a Commando Cody adventure. It's in color and everything, so it's high class, it's quality.
Is it Raining Zombies? Because that's immediately what I think of whenever I hear that title, apparently.
No, but if you look very carefully, there is a very young and unknown Leonard Nimoy in that film.
Oh.
That is his first film, is Zombies of the Stratosphere. It was it's a fantastic moment. But yeah, we watched this, and they still try to do the cliffhanger setup, which is odd for a film,
right?
But they still tried to give you the little cliffhangers all the time. And we tried to do this because there was no podcasting back then. You couldn't do something, and you know, it's like, oh my God, this is what I'd really like to be able to do this, because there are jokes that people aren't getting, and you need it because these things are hard to get through. What is your favorite MST? If someone's like, oh my God, what is this stupid show? What's the one you show them to make them fall in love?
Well, I have a top three.
Okay.
All right, so number three would be The Final Sacrifice.
Nice.
Rosdower.
They haven't seen this one, apparently.
I wonder if there's beer on the sun. And then
saw a guy at Dragon Con dressed as Zap Rosdower. I want to
know. Oh, gosh.
Number two, Space Mutiny.
Oh, yes.
And number...
We put our trust in, like, yeah, Blast RGs.
Riff Trax is going to do Space Mutiny in theaters sometime this year.
Beautiful.
June 14th.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'm there.
I knew we kept you around for it, Frank.
And number one, hands down, Manos the Hunter.
Manos.
I remember watching that one.
Yeah. Oh.
And, but also, you have to include the sales pitch short in front of it.
Hired.
Yeah, Hired, yeah.
Part one of Hired's in front of Bride of the Atom, which they don't show in syndication nearly enough. It still exists on a VHS tape that I have. Because I would tape every episode that came on, and I still have the VHS tape.
What was that one line from Manos the Hands of Fate? It was like, every frame of this movie looks like someone's last known paragraph.
Yeah. 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 Looks like someone's last known photo.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was a rough.
My favorite is the dog where he runs up and he's like, I can't read it. Can you hold up the cue card? Wolf.
And talking back to movies, I got to do that because I got to see a bunch of really weird films on my own back in the day. My mom worked for this company where this guy owned a bunch of gas stations, mm-hmm. but then he also randomly owned some video rental stores because that's how old I am. So
that's just how it works. You get one with every two gas stations.
So she would be in charge of like picking up the new tapes when they got delivered or whatever. So she'd bring these home. And I'd get to go through all this stuff, and that's how I found Reanimator.
I love Reanimator so much.
That's how I found Faces of Death.
Oh, cool. Crap.
And my mom was so happy to show me the film that scared her to death as a kid, and that I was such a jerk. Because I'm like, what, 14, 15? I'm such a jerk. She shows me Blood Feast. Yeah. Which is a great movie. Not when you're 14 and you've been watching actual slasher flicks like all the time, because It's like a Batman episode, but there's an Egyptian god murdering people and eating them. In that, I said something very similar to a joke that Joel makes in Rocket Ship XM, where he goes, quick, run blindly towards the danger. And I was like, oh my god, I had a joke like that, brought you Blood Feast. And that cemented the love. I knew that I was home. Yes.
But for some reason, that made me think of The Legacy, which is a old movie that's, it has its appeal, but it just reminds me of a story my mom always told me about how they laid under her sister's bed and meowed like a cat to torment her.
The Legacy, I remember.
But I think my favorite MST3K, and in terms of like the movie being just painful, it wasn't as bad as some of the others, but I liked Werewolf.
Oh, okay.
I think I remember watching that one.
But what was the line? It was like, you know, it's really economical to make a movie without a storyline, because then you can just film people saying things.
I feel like mine was, the line in that one was, I was out doing things. Oh, no, not things.
And that just reminds me of, like, the kind of throwbacks we have, like, callbacks we have for Rocky Horror, like, yay, skills.
Yep.
So how many people saw Rocky Horror last night? Everybody?
I did not.
Yeah.
So
all of you come see me after the panel. I got stickers.
You didn't see it?
No. I had a panel.
Sucks. You missed out.
I'd like to explain an incredibly obscure joke that I always throw out in this movie, and then of all the 122, last night was 122, the 122 times I've seen it in a theater, because you can't count home video, of the 122 times I've said this line, only one other person has ever known what I've said. So when you cut to the somber bridal suites and there's the first knock at the door, who is it? I yell out, it's not the cake. And everyone always looks at me like, what the hell are you talking about? There is this weird German movie about a killer cake. And much like Saturday Night Live's awesome Land Shark, it would knock on the door. And people would go, who is it? It's not the cake. And they'd open the door and the cake would eat them. So I have added that to Rocky, and it works, and it makes me so happy. And I've had people laugh before, and
that's,
I'm like,
fantastic.
Have you seen that? Like, I don't know. That was just the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I've always done it's UPS. What can Brown do for you?
The other one is Pod People, I think was the
name
of it.
Yes, Trumpy.
With the he died as he lived with his mouth wide open.
They did a lot of riffs of variations of that in Mighty Jack, which is by the same people that produced the Gamera series. It's a weird sci-fi James Bond thing. There's this guy there, and he's got this briefcase full of secrets, and they're trying to catch him, and at one point, he just gets down on the ground and hovers over it, and it explodes, and Crow goes, he died as he lived, loving his work.
we have one of those in Rocky. It's the a toast to Steve Irwin.
He died as he lived with animals in his heart.
That was so beautiful.
We normally get like, ooh, and it's like too soon?
Yeah, we heard so much laughter on that last night, and it was so weird because we're not used to laughter on that one.
So you guys have been doing this, and you've been
kind of... I've never heard that one.
Really? Oh. Ooh.
Say, we finally popped
the
chip for
John. I'm sorry, we had chocolates to throw to people last time. So, how many folks have seen you all now? Right?
A lot?
Like four different cities? Five different cities. Over 2 years?
Yep.
But then we've got our own.
Two states.
We also have our own, like, cast that we've been in.
Yeah. Yes.
Now,
yes.
Was it all the same people in the audience? Do they just travel around?
I would like to think that they travel
just
for us.
We actually bus them in. They're not allowed out of the bus except for shows. They're very sad.
We feed them.
Oh, that blew my mind last night. There were so many virgins last night.
You didn't know there were that many virgins at this con.
I didn't. I had no idea.
Did it?
I have food now. Sight.
Well, the fun thing that I like is that, you know, instead of just being a Rocky Shadow cast, you're expanding. You're flexing those muscles. What was the inspiration to do that? Did you just go, oh my god, we're telling the same jokes, we've got to find a new thing to do?
I feel like that actually started with you. You really wanted to do Clue.
I really wanted to do Shock Troopers.
God, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
But I'm willing to.
Ooh,
I'm willing to do that.
But I
also
done
really wanted to do Lost Skeleton.
Yeah, yes. Lost Skeleton was a big one.
Panel.
Well, Lost Skeleton, no one had done it before.
Yeah. No, who would try? Who would dare?
Yeah. We did.
You did, apparently.
We would dare. Yeah.
You need a certain special insanity, and this is your team. If you can afford them, if you can find them.
Billy, we are just deeply, deeply committed to science.
I was a forest.
And a farmer.
Well, and a farmer for like all of like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Rower.
They did. They banned shadow casting on Marva eons ago.
Eons.
So that makes you interstellar criminals.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
That's really the only reason we did it. It was on our bucket list, become interstellar criminals.
Okay.
I thought we were.
We are now.
So you've done Lost Skeleton of Cadaver, which was
interesting.
The dedication. How many people see Lost Skeleton of Cadaver?
Oh
my God!
All right.
Oh, that's
they follow us.
Holy crap!
We have actual groupies.
People have actually seen that movie.
It's a pretty high percentage.
Very quickly, some people did the impossible. It is impossible to intentionally make a bad movie unless you are the genius creators of The Lost Skeleton of Cadaver. It absolutely, if you didn't know any better, feels like something from 1957.
And let's call him by his name. Larry.
Larry.
Yeah, Larry.
It was
I said genius.
It was literally like, how can we create the worst movie, but with a purpose? He's like, here, hold my beer. I got this.
You know it's a bad movie when you have a drinking game where you're only allowed to follow one of the rules or you'll die, and one of those rules is drink every time someone says something redundant.
You mean science?
I need the rules.
Or what was it like?
Advancements in science such as this will help us make great advancements in the field of science.
Yes. Yeah,
science.
It is a very, very strange film. It is about a haunted skeleton that... And there's also some aliens that come down to Earth, and there's a...
And there's a monster.
There's a monster.
And there's a scientist and his wife.
And a farmer.
There's a beautiful moment where the aliens are trying to blend in with I'm a human just like you.
Oh, should we demonstrate?
I'm just like you.
I don't want to stand up.
Put your chair back
over. Because I'm about to give them the maddest...
Yes!
Yeah. Well, hold on,
where are the
Betty?
Stairs?
Where's
Betty? Oh, I'm sorry. Because
there's a moment in the film where they're having dinner.
Do you want to do the stairs? Like the actual walking up the stairs?
Or do we want to do how they sit down?
How they sit down? Yes, how they sit down!
I need a chair really quick so I can...
Wait, we need to switch.
Yep. Brad's always driving.
Okay. Yes.
We're gathering together, maybe for the first time out, have a drink. There. They sit
you
down.
You didn't know you were getting a full show.
Right.
All right, time to sit. Okay.
Time
Hold
to sit.
Hold yourself in the middle. Hold yourself in the middle.
And now that's how they sit all the time.
Thank you.
Or
But at dinner, the plate of food put in front of their face. The two aliens look at each other and figure, okay. And the actors in the film slam their face into.
No, first of all, it's Animala.
Animala is four-forced animals. And they decide we're gonna look at this woman for how to do this.
The
problem is
human here.
The problem is she is four-forced animals.
Four forest animals get turned into one human. Just watch the movie. Just watch the movie.
Oh, currently one of Animala is my cat's favorite toy. So.
But Animala slams her face and the two aliens follow suit. Just slam. I mean, boom.
And you
for
see
the shadow cast, these dedicated individuals slammed their face into that plate.
And then you have two normal humans who are just
really
sitting there like, this is completely normal. This is fine. This is fine.
I'll open this.
I had to clean so
much.
I had to
clean cream.
I had to clean so much cream off your beard.
We have all seen you with cream in your
beard.
Hey, you have to pay for that.
Yeah. Oh!
I didn't say I didn't pay. I just said we've all seen it. That's what I said. Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Carla.
Hey, where's our coffee?
Where's our coffee, Carla?
I'm sorry. I'll go get it.
People bring me coffee.
Yes.
I need to talk to you and. I need to talk to you in a minute, but can I talk to you for just a second? 1 second?
You're talking
to me? 1 second.
Okay,
talk amongst ourselves!
We decided to work on Clue!
We decided to work at Clue, and congratulations, Patty Cakes is now Billy Flynn.
Billy Flynn.
Yay! That's Billy Flynn.
And Morningstar is Syrinx.
You're in charge while I'm gone.
Okay.
I'm in charge!
Syrinx is back! Like, I don't have to be here.
Chinese panel drill.
I'll be the invisible
guy
here.
we started Clue as well, because we were like, well, let's do something ridiculously physical.
Yes.
Even more so than Rocky.
Because everyone knows that geeks love physical activity.
We love to run, don't we?
I love to
run. I'm kidding, we're all great.
Oh, God, thank you, Carla. God, oh, that was amazing. Okay.
Wow, that's fast.
Hey, you're right. She is talented.
I am very talented.
We were performing you.
Oh,
thank you.
Nobody knew.
So you were up here to say stupid things that made no sense, and everyone was like, holy shit.
Exactly. I think the one that I'm very excited about the possibility of us doing, because I got into shadow casting, really was familiar with the audience really participation on this one, is Repo.
Oh my God, yes! I'm going to direct that.
Charming Underclothes will be doing Repo.
Eventually,
on that note.
They're done hugging
Angel.
It out.
Angel,
stand up.
Please stand up.
Will the real Angel please stand up?
Is this the real Slim Shady? Because I've already been back. It's not.
All because of this wonderful woman here.
Oh, I don't even know what we're talking about.
You're giving me my dream.
So,
that guy was dead when I found him.
So sometime in June, we don't have a date locked in yet, but sometime in June at her Goth Night, which is a wonderful event that goes on every Tuesday in Charlottesville, and that guy sometimes plays too, so come on and see him as well.
But you're really here for her.
Yeah, but we are going to be performing Repo the Genetic Opera.
Yep. But one of the things I loved about it has its own sort of, like, commentary. And it's funny and it's dark. Like, there might be some spoilers here for Repo if you haven't seen it. But it's been long enough, just get over it. There's these, like, storyboard comic panel sort of things when they discuss how Marnie died. And it's like, Nathan and his lover Marnie, Roddy and his lover Marnie, and then it gets to Blind Mag, and it's like, Blind Mag, and
Marnie got around.
Yeah. Or my favorite one is during,
I remember there were a lot of pedophile jokes. I played Shiloh for mine.
No, it was during, I'm trying to, when,
I am so sad this is not a video podcast, because it was the greatest face ever. The greatest pedophile.
I was of age.
They're tasteful pedophile jokes. No.
There's this line in this song where Nathan's singing to his dead wife, and it's like, I raised our child with the best intentions, and you go, and arsenic. Because, and it's just like, and then there's this other part where it's like, shut up and drink your poison, dear.
So now, is there a dream? Do you have a list of movies, the dream list? These are the ones we're actually going to do?
Yes, that's mine.
Yes.
So after Repo, what's the closest coming next?
I can guess Syrinx's.
What is it?
Wait, read his mind.
Hedwig.
Hedwig?
Yeah.
Hedwig
the
Alien? Oh my God, I would love to see
Hedwig.
I would love to do something like Reanimator. I love Reanimator so much, and I think it could be a lot of fun.
It's one of the greatest films.
I can
just bear with me here.
Okay.
Manos the Hand of Fate.
I can read his mind. Army of Darkness.
Yes.
I had double
the thoughts. Yeah.
Little known fact: if you do shadow cast, you become psychic. It's just a fact.
It's true.
Oh. Vice World?
You forgot it?
Oh, wait!
What's it? Patricia.
Horrible sing-along.
Yes!
I've done Spice World.
You've done a Spice World
Shadowcast? I've done
Shadow
Spice World. Yes.
That's okay. Another one I'd love to do.
Scary.
Ginger number one. Oh. We have two complete sets of
Patricia,
spices.
We can ginger.
We could double ginger.
Well, two questions. Where was
that just
this?
Sounds like something we do in your room.
Tulsa Madness cast, they are the Virginia Tech cast up in Blacksburg.
And two, why would you do this? Who was Roger Moore? Anybody here?
No.
Yep.
Nobody?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't bring any of those folks with you? Yeah.
This is
but that was before
his
my time.
Yeah.
I'm
singular
here.
Okay.
Aww.
So he wasn't good enough for them. Okay, I get it. I understand that. That works for me. So the important question, when you start talking about movies, and I don't know what you're doing.
I texted you.
Okay, I'll look at it. God, everybody wants to talk to me in this panel. What's going on with that?
No.
Fantastic. So, Riff Tracks. How do you feel about Riff Tracks? Because it's really Mystery Science Theater, but it's not.
It's but it's even awesomer.
It's so much fun.
It's Mystery Science Theater without the silhouettes and the fun. Or the skits.
I was like, honestly,
really like the skits.
But no, I.
And the skits are great, but it's just like this more pure condensed, like this one single idea.
It's also the only way I will watch Twilight.
Yes. or Transformers.
What, you mean you don't watch it for the gripping plot?
I watched Twilight once.
Once.
Did you make it through, though?
I did, because I had an agreement. Because I'm one of these people that I am not going to say something sucks without having to do it. I read Twilight. And let me very quickly tell you that Twilight is a really good book for 50 pages. And for 50
Which
pages,
50?
There's a very strong young girl who says, my mom is trying to make this work with her life. I'm going to go live with my dad. I'm going to let my mom try to do something she wants to do. And then she meets a boy.
Oh my god.
But he's not really a boy. I mean,
no,
think
and
about
the
it,
sickest thing ever.
He's like ancient and she's 17.
That is a tasteless pedophile joke, Twilight.
He is 17. He's just been 17
for how long? So no, I'm sorry. No, you're not.
Say it. Say it. Pedophile.
Yes. Total pedophile. He absolutely is.
She's like, I did not come here for all these pedophile jokes.
I'm sorry. We're
moving on.
Wait. We'll get to the heroin clap in a second. It'll be fine. But very quickly for the movie. So my wife, you know, because, well, of course, Twilight, she did it. She did the whole thing. So for the movie, I was like, okay, I'll make you a deal. I will watch the movie, but we're having a double feature. We'll watch Twilight, and then we will watch a real vampire film. And she said, okay. So I watched
Twilight.
Was
it Near Dark?
So we could watch Let the Right One In.
I was hoping you were gonna say Near Dark.
Oh no, we'd already seen that.
Okay.
I would have also accepted Interview with a Vampire.
Yes.
No Fright Night Love?
Oh no, we've already seen Fright Night.
It's that Mandela effect.
Which version of Let the Right One In did you watch? The American version or the original?
Oh, the original. Okay. No, we did subtitles. I have no problem with subtitles. That's one of the best
American
remakes.
Oh my god, that's
remakes.
The teeny tiniest dragon ever.
They make teeny tiny things.
It's pretty solid for American remake. Please, stick with the original. Because just the setting, the place, where it is, it just adds so much atmosphere to it.
Weirdly, again, pedophilia.
Yeah, but there's a twist to
yes.
it.
Yes.
She's actually of age.
Sorry, I am so sorry.
So, we're Rocky Shadow Cast.
She's like, I paid a whole dollar for this panel.
Do you realize
do not talk during
this. They're also going to shadow cast the Little Rascals, but it's going to be a full feature, so. Very sad. They made a movie in 1994, so yeah.
I'll be Petey, the dog.
We got about 11 minutes left, so no, I got
what?
Some.
She's like, I paid a whole dollar for this panel, you're not supposed to talk during it.
So how does everybody feel about the new MST?
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you go wrong with Felicia Day?
Right?
Or Patton Oswalt.
Or Jonah Ray.
Yeah.
I think it's Jonah Ray, maybe.
No, I know. I wanted to see paying attention.
Yeah. I was like Jonah Ray or Jonah Hex, one of the two.
Jonah Hex. We're gonna watch the damn movie today. Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
I would watch that. I would just watch Jonah Hex does MST3K.
No, I threw money. I give Joel Hodgson money whenever I can. I owe that man so much. A lot of my humor comes from him.
I told you to stop gambling.
You make him rain, right?
Boom, boom, boom. So I was on the Kickstarter, so I got to that wonderful moment where, hey, Kickstarter folks, you get to see it early. And I'm like, oh my God. So there I was. I'm sitting down, I'm watching, and for that first bit, you know, you're kind of like, I don't know. And they go to their first break, and they do the skit, and they sing the song. Every country has a monster. And again, I had that moment of I've reconnected. Yeah. I have found home again.
This is Mystery Science Theater.
This is MST.
Yeah.
So how do we make money off of doing this, since Riff Tracks has it covered and Joel's back as well? How do the up-and-coming smart alecky people make fun of movies?
There's other companies out there, right? Cinematic Titanic, right?
No, because that was Joel.
Oh, okay.
That was Joel.
Under Clothes?
That was Joel getting
us.
Everybody back. Tracy Blue was there. Josh Weinstein was there.
That's right.
Pearl was there.
There's us, and we give people an opportunity to make fun of movies. And art are great.
You, too, could be a part of us.
Really? How does one possibly come and audition for one of the greatest things ever?
We send out a Facebook invitation called Casting Couch. All you gotta do is just show up.
Yeah.
What do you mean I can't? I was in it last night. What the hell are you talking about?
You were?
It was all a dream.
So it was,
all the dream of an autistic child with a snow globe.
Because there's so many bad movies out there. Like, there's a lot, like, my fantasy movie. You know, I just think it'd be cool to do it because of all the costume changes and makeup. But I would love, to take on Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Who has seen Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park? Okay. More GRD, what, 3-4 years ago? I don't even know at this point. We did a commentary track for it as a Halloween episode. It was a made for TV movie.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And that's actually
something,
because you've seen a lot of movies.
Well, I think yesterday we had Bella Morte meets the T-Rex of Mysticon, right?
It would be a natural sequel.
Hey, like, I heard about your song, the toady getting eaten by, that was awesome.
Well,
Brody.
Yeah, we'll shadow cast that.
Yeah.
I still want to do a promotional.
Hey, you can totally do that before your show. It's fun.
I still want to do a promotional shadow cast of Drunky Horror.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Something new.
Yeah, actually, have you seen this yet? I sent you the link, like, I don't know.
Well, then of course I did.
So he has it.
Like, you ever send me, and I memorize it.
So, okay. This is so amazing.
Like my schedule.
Can I do that?
So in California. This one cast had a party and got, I'm assuming,
someone
their
ridiculously
director, like,
drunk.
Severely drunk. And when you watch
he
the YouTube
probably
video,
died
they,
afterwards.
They list all the amounts of alcohol that this kid drank.
There's no way he survived the night. It's very tragic.
So in his drunken state, he retells to the best that he can the actual story of Rocky Horror. Like, he's
Brad
trying to recreate the movie.
By the way, he is also in a shadow
and
cast
he's also
of
in
it.
A shadow cast. So things are out of order, and then he's like, oh, wait, and then Eddie comes in, which happened like 20 minutes. You know, he's it's all this.
And there's a girl who actually plays herself.
Right. Yeah. You have great lines like Brad and Janet. They exist.
So what happens is, so they get this audio recording, and then like four different casts from the area come in and actually shadow cast his retelling of this.
Wow.
And it is the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. It's
yeah,
a staple at every
he's
party.
He's like, who's still alive at this point? It's like Brad and Janet and Dr. Scott
and
Chelsea.
Yeah. And then we I'm part of several Rocky Horror Facebook groups, and we've just found out out that the same cast has done the same treatment with Clue.
Oh my God.
So that's
going to
be a new thing
so
we're going to watch.
So sometime after the con, we'll get the other one watch it.
Oh, okay. You're going to have a Clue off?
We could.
That'd be fantastic. Scene by scene. Come in.
Dear God, that's a lot of physical activity.
Sorry, I still have to talk about Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park just because it was a Hanna-Barbera production. So for the TV movie for America, it's like the Scooby-Doo incidental music is what they're using, which is weird. But they released it overseas theatrically and gave it like a real score.
The foreign version actually includes songs from the Soul album.
That's true.
Instead of the funky disco music that's in the American version.
Yeah, it is very 70s.
And there's extra scenes in that one,
incredibly 70s.
The overseas one has extra footage in it.
Which helps explain the overly complicated plot.
Right.
Did you know that Kiss had superpowers?
What?
Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you know that Peter Criss apparently is from the Lost Skeleton of Kadaver because he only meows weirdly? It's very curious.
Well, and Ace only goes,
Yeah, he's a penguin.
And a stunt double.
Was it an actual penguin that
Ace
was a
stunt
double? Stunt
double is a black man.
The stunt double. Everything
was there. and then the rewording of Hotter Than Hell. Rip and destroy.
And very quickly, because we're running out of time and I want to tell you a bunch of other things, the overly stupid plot is the Phantom of the Park, because there's a mad scientist, makes robot versions of Kiss and has them perform, because, Kiss has been performing at an amusement park, by the way, obviously, of course they are.
Obviously.
The robots go out and start performing, and the people start booing them, but they played the exact same track, so it doesn't sound any different, and they're not doing anything different, but somehow, people know.
Those aren't real people.
They don't have that Kiss connection. It was a fake Kiss.
I think on a similar note, a fun one to do would be Sgt. Pepper's.
Oh God.
We've talked about our feelings on this movie before.
I love that movie
Sergeant
so much.
Peppers, if nothing else, please let me be Billy Preston.
The only one who can.
Yeah.
Your name is Billy.
Yeah,
so.
We need you with the trumpet.
There was going to be a Broadway musical based on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So they decided to make a movie first to get the money to do it. And since the Beatles couldn't possibly do it, who better to replace the Beatles than the foursome of the Bee Gees
and Peter Frampton.
I mean, that is the only acceptable option.
Do you mean they're not the Beatles?
Oh, no, God, no, they're not. George Burns is in the film, so there's some high points. But there is a completely scary moment where...
Donald Pleasance,
thank you, God. I can see his face. Donald Pleasance is an evil record executive trying to sign them and split them up. And because it's a musical, he spoken word performs I Want You by the Beatles. And it's very creepy for Donald Pleasance to be looking at them going, I want you.
I want you so bad.
Oh my God. But he doesn't say that to children. So you'll like this.
I think you're leaving out the great part about them having to get instruments from mind-controlling cult leader Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
And Steve Martin.
Steve Martin is Maxwell.
I will always say Steve Martin's version of Maxwell is and takes over Steve Martin as the dentist.
But here is how you know this. You do know this. Because Aerosmith is in the movie.
Yep.
There's a battle of the bands between the Bee Gees and Peter Frampton and Aerosmith. The Bee Gees and Peter, they went. But that's where their cover.
As the Beatles. Oh God, we broke Billy.
But no, now we gotta get a new one.
Aerosmith does a cover of Come Together. So
that's
whenever
really
you've
good.
Heard that, that's where it's from. This horrible, horrible film gave us that wonderful bit of piece of music. So it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I know we should have asked the audience their favorite movie and we didn't. So everyone on the camera,
real quick,
three,
just yell it.
Just all
one,
at once.
Three.
One, two, three.
Superstar.
Oh. That's an interesting
one. It's weird how the whole audience's favorite movie.
Yeah, that's the soundtrack that's in my car all the time.
Billy.
Yes.
I will find a way to make that dirty.
It's the whole audience's favorite movie was Jesus Christ Superstar.
Everybody loved it. How do you think the live musical? You know about this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to believe so bad, right?
No.
But they screwed up so many of things.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I think it'll be totally.
There's a wonderful another panel about to come in here. I want to thank you all for being here. Please give it up for Charlie Underclothes.
Meet me outside for stickers.
Yeah, get your stickers and thank you for being a Mysticon. We are the greatest party on earth. Woo!
If you take nothing else away from this discussion, find Mad Movies. You'll be glad you did. Check out Charming Underclothes at notquarterhips.org, but CUATRHPS.org and a con near you. Thank you again to everyone at Mysticon for making the most outstanding party in the world. Get more info at mysticon-va.com and look for more stuff from Mysticon and just from GRD in general at geekradiodaily.com.